Okay, good evening, everybody. So as we said last night, Si'if Dalit is going to take three different evenings to conclude. So we are in the middle of Shin Yud Ches Si'if Dalit, page Kuf Lamed Dalit, where today we're doing page 268, which is Kuf Lamed Dalit Amud Beis, but we're holding on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Dalit Amud Aleph. So we are up to V'im hu davar yavesh, and the bottom line, V'im hu davar yavesh lo nisbashim l'fnei Shabbos. That's how you have dry food that was not cooked before Shabbos, so it's raw dry food. Ein shorin osa b'chaim b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. That would be bishul. Aval medich mosa b'chaim b'Shabbos. But you can rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, meaning you can pour hot water over it on Shabbos. Chutz min amliach hayashen min dog shenikra kulyas ha'isponin, except for a certain type of certain types of food that only require a very teeny tiny bit of bishul to make them edible. So when you actually pour hot water over it, that is the bishul of it. So when you have such foods that require such a very small amount of bishul, that's going to be a violation of the bishul to pour hot water over it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Dalid Oso Bechamin. So we said that you're not allowed to soak raw dry foods in hot water, if the water is yatzal ledesbo, and even if you don't leave it in the hot water to the point that it starts disintegrating, huge chiddush, that it's even also to put it into a klisheni, see, in a kli rishon, it's actually bishul. In a klisheni, it's not bishul, because a klisheni is ainu mevashel, but it's mechsi kemevashel, looks like you're cooking it. And this is unlike Tavlin, which we're going to discuss in Sivtes, spices, which are only usher to put into a kli rishon, to tavlin asu lemate kakder v'lo mechsi kemevashel. Because no one, when you put spice in a pot, no one says, oh, look, that person is cooking paprika. You know, you're not cooking the spice. The spice is meant to just spice the food. So there's never going to be a mechsi kemevashel in spice. There's only going to be an actual bishul mamish on spice. That's why in the Dir Shuvir, he points out that the Chazanish writes that to put a piece of lemon in a kli sheni that's yatzal Ledespo, that it's not usher because it's not Mexican vashel. When someone puts a lemon in their tea, no one says, oh, the person is cooking lemons. No, it's not Mexican vashel. You're just clearly just flavoring the tea, and therefore in a klisheni, it's not going to be a problem. And then we said, however, you're allowed to be madiach osa b'cham b'shabbos. It says, Mishbur Sivkot Lamed Hei, madiach osa, v'aynu shema aral of mi klisheni. You're allowed to pour from a klisheni over this raw food, because that's not mechsi kemevashel, and it's not bishul. Dimikli rishon asa la'arus lov derik kli rishon vashel kdei klipa. You cannot pour from a kli rishon directly over raw food, because that actually accomplishes bishul, at least in the outermost surface of it, a kdei klipa of it. K'mo shekas of sivyot. V'uad din jishari la'arus mikli sheni al gabi dover lach tzonein, davele ka'adocha bi'alma. And the same is true, you're allowed to pour from a kli sheni over cold, moist foods, because that's just like a stama rinse. Chutz min amaliyah hayashan. We said the only thing you cannot pour from a klisheni is over maliach hayashan. What is that? Says Mishmur, dag maluach shel shana sha'avra, last year's salted fish. V'kulias ha'ispanin hu shem dag sholchnos v'machmas milcho al yidei hadocha b'chamin. And kulias ha'ispanin is a type of a fish that it's very salty, and you would, and by pouring hot water over it, you make it edible. V'al kein afilu hadocha namilo. And that's why you're not even allowed to do that. Shezeu gemar malachtan v'avi bishul, because that is the gemar malacha of that item, and it becomes bishul. And if you do the hadacha, if you do the rinsing of hot water, the spill, pouring of hot water over such fish, it's an issa d'oraisa, chayv chatos. So the Acharon point out, we're talking about a very particular type of food that before you pour hot water over it, it's inedible. And therefore, even pouring from a klisheni over it is considered to be an act of bishul, de mashvila ochel, because it becomes an ochel. V'uadin shar davar meluach kayotze b'zashein yuchol nechol klal b'liadach. And the same would be true about any other salted food that you cannot eat without pouring water over it. Avol dvarim sheyuchol nechol al yidei hadach smayim tzonim. But if let's say you have a food that it does need pouring water, but you could pour cold water over it and it will also make it edible, einus ladichem b'chamim klisheni, then it's not called bishul because there's no heat that's involved, and therefore even if you're using hot water from a kli sheni, it's not going to be a problem because it's not the heat that's making it edible. It's just the pouring of the water that's making it edible. And therefore, dag maluk shemimkomenu shenikra herring, the salted fish that we have called herring, that you can make it edible by pouring cold water over it, and sometimes you don't even need to rinse it at all. I still find it inedible, no matter what you do with it. So you could even pour hot water over it. However, the Taz sounds like you should not pour hot water over it. So he said, so we said with these things, the rinsing of the cold water over it, the pouring of the cold water of it, is the Gemar Melachta. Meaning, if it's pouring hot water, but if you're pouring cold water of it, then you can pour the water over it and you can even soak it. Even if it's something that if you were to soak it in cold, it would become roi la'achila. You're allowed to turn something that's not an ochel into an ochel on Shabbos. What you're not allowed to do is cook it. So if there's no heat involved in making it an ochel, that would be perfectly fine. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you have dry, uncooked food, you're not allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos, even in a kli sheni, because it's mechzi kemevashel, and that you are allowed to pour hot water from a kli sheni over it, because that's neither mevashel nor mechzi kemevashel. Pouring from a kli rishon over it is actually mevashel. And then we said that when you're dealing with very salty things that become edible by pouring hot water from a kli sheni, by pouring hot water over them, even pouring from a kli sheni could be an iser d'oraisa of bishul, and therefore it's going to be aser for those things, for those very salty things. But if it's the kind of salty thing that would even become edible by pouring cold water over it, then you could pour hot water over it also from a kli sheni, because it's obviously not the heat that's making it edible. It's not the act of cooking; it's just the act of rinsing that's making it edible. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the Ramah of Se'if Dalet. And tomorrow, probably from a remote location. I'll be at a wedding tomorrow night.